Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
A little SRV bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me. I've got another segment I want to share some thoughts with you. In fact, I want to report on some things. But before I do that, I want to remind you that my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's my main website. That's the one where you can find all the stuff that we do. You can go back after you hear the show. You can go back and we break it up later in the day into segments, and you can go and pick out a segment that maybe you remember the guest. We identify them and we identify what we talked about in the segment, and you can go back and identify the segment where you thought something, maybe a website that you wanted to go back and revisit, or you want to get a point that was made by one of my guests, something brilliant by them, obviously not by me. Was said, you can go back and click on that, and you can even download it. We let you do that. How about that? Who else does that? Who else gives you that kind of access to the content just to help you get better? Articles, thousands of articles. By the way, I've been archiving the show since 99. Yeah, the last millennia. But thousands of articles, Brain Trust members, thousands of them. You can follow them all the way back to their home and see what they're up to. Books. Find out about the books they have for sale. There's so much stuff there. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. It'll help you. And then, of course, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. I like it when you buy the book, but we also give away the information on both of those websites. So if you're willing to noodle around and find it, it's free. Otherwise, if you like it between a couple of binders, couple of hardback binders, nice and bound and pretty. Just buy the book or the e-version. Don't forget that one. So I want to do a little reporting for you right now on the surveys that we conducted for about the two conventions. Every year, every 4 years, I should say, we do about this time, we do a survey in our weekly poll, our online poll, our unscientific online poll. We ask you questions about what you thought about each individual party's convention. And so even though the Democrat Party convention is not quite over, we think the polling is pretty much done on this one. So I'm going to do a comparison right now of the two. And we asked the same question for both parties. How much of the Republican or how much of the Democrat Party convention will you watch this week? And so here's what you said. On the Republican side, 40% of our respondents said as much as possible. 40% said they'd watch as much as possible. On the Democrat side, only 23% of our respondents said as much as possible. So we had a pretty good drop off there, maybe like a third drop off for the Democrats. And then on the question, probably not just the last night, 24% said they would watch the Republicans just the last night. Only 13% said that same answer for the Democrat side. So again, about another third drop off for that one. And then the next one is the interesting one. This is not interested in the Trump-Pence message. We're not interested in the Republican message. 17% of our respondents said they weren't interested. On the Democrat side, 62%, not 17 for the Republicans, 62% of our respondents said not interested in the Clinton-Cain message. Big difference there. I'll do a little analysis on that in a minute. And then the last one, the last option in our online poll is none. Conventions are no longer relevant. Only 19%, about one out of five of our respondents said conventions are no longer relevant, whereas 3% said political conventions are no longer relevant when they're talking about the Democrat side. And I don't know how to measure those, except that some of the people who would have said conventions are no longer relevant apparently felt so strongly about the Clinton-Cain message, about their campaign, that they chose that one. So here's my analysis of this poll and why the Republicans seem to have more interest in among our audience than the Democrats did. Our audience seemed to be more interested, I should say, in Republicans than in the Democrats. If you think about it, it's natural to assume that people who hang out around me and my website and who know about my poll and follow us and that sort of thing, they're going to be more likely to be Main Street and associated with small business. Well, we just have to call it like it is, folks. If you're a Main Street small business owner making a payroll once or four times a month, then you're probably going to be more likely to be associated with Republicans. I know plenty of small business owners who are Democrats, plenty of them, but not most. And so I think that's why we've got that. And so it'll be interesting to see how this breaks as the campaigns go by, as we get closer. It'll be interesting to see how how Main Street breaks for the two parties. And we'll keep tracking that and reporting on it as we always do. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.